It's extraordinary. Isn't nature just fantastic? And I'm going to stick with nature for my first story. And if you've seen the movie Finding Nemo, you'll know that Nemo the clownfish got lost and he had to try and find his way back home, back to his home reef. And now it seems that the Disney animators might have been onto something, because a study published in the journal PNAS, led by Philip Munday from James Cook University in Queensland, Australia, found that clownfish may indeed get lost if the oceans become more acidic. And that's likely to happen as more carbon dioxide enters the atmosphere and dissolves in the sea, forming carbonic acid. Now, we already know that many coral reef fish spend the first few weeks of life as teeny tiny larvae drifting in the open ocean. And we also know that they then follow their noses and their ears, sniffing out and listening to the sounds that lead them back to the reefs where they were born, which is, I think, another incredible part of nature. Absolutely wonderful. But the problem is, it now seems that as the acidity of seawater increases, fish might actually lose their sense of smell and have trouble finding their way home. Now, Munday and his team looked at newly hatched clownfish larvae. They put them in the laboratory and gave them a choice of swimming in water in a tank that was containing two different chemicals. And in seawater of normal acidity, the clownfish preferred to swim in a plume of water that smelt of rainforest trees, which you might say, why on earth would they do that? But in the wild, they actually tend to live on reefs that surround vegetated islands. So by following the smell of the rainforest trees, that would take them back to their homes. What happened was, when they increased the acidity in these laboratory conditions, the clownfish instead chose to swim in a plume of water that smelled of swamps. A nasty smell, actually, that we would all avoid, but certainly clownfish normally avoid these types of smells and don't swim towards areas of swamps. Now, it might not sound like a huge difference, swamps or rainforests, but if wild fish really start to lose their ability to find the right sort of habitat, it could really spell disaster for entire populations and ecosystems. So I'm afraid this study really spells out another gloomy forecast for the changes we might see as carbon dioxide continues to build up in the atmosphere.
I guess the one advantage that fish have is they produce billions and billions, millions of young, or thousands of young, and therefore if a few of them can find their way home, those are the ones which are going to be able to breed. And so you might quite quickly evolve fish which can manage it, if only a very small portion can find their way home.
You're right, actually. I mean, they do have that ability to produce lots of offspring, and they expect a lot of them to die, because if they didn't, then the oceans would be completely full of fish. So there is that possibility. So let's hope there is some hope that the fish will be able to cope.
One quick question, Helen. The levels of acidity change that they inflicted on these fish, are they thought to be realistic in terms of what we think the environment will turn into subsequently if we carry on business as usual releasing CO2?
I believe so. I mean, we already know that in the last 200 years, the acidity of the oceans has already increased significantly.
I think decreased.
It's decreased, sorry, by about 0.1 of a pH.
Acidity
unit.
Gone up, pH gone down.
That's right. Mustn't get those two mixed up. Sorry, Chris. So the pH has gone down and the acidity has increased already. And so therefore, there are models that predict that in this scenario, how it looks like it will be in the year 2100. So we already know it's changing, and it probably will continue changing. Obviously, we might not know exactly how, but certainly those changes are happening.
Certainly worrying, though, isn't it? Dave?